Hello there, Alex. Thank you so much for inviting me back in for Book Club. Always a pleasure to be sharing incredible Australian reads. Now, today I have brought a new young adult novel. It is Rebecca Lim's Tiger Daughter. Now, Rebecca Lim is the author of more than 20 books. Her works include The Astrologer's Daughter and the Mercy series. She's been listed for the PM's Literary Award, the Indies, and the Aurealis Award. So she's got real chops in that sort of sci-fi fantasy. And an important aspect of her writing career that I want to highlight, Rebecca is a co-founder of Voices from the Intersection. Voices from the Intersection is an initiative working to support emerging YA and children's authors and illustrators who are First Nations, people of colour, LGBTIQA+, or living with a disability. So maybe you've heard of Own Voices Writing. It's where authors from communities write about their experiences, rather than, say, dominant culture authors writing just broadly about everyone's experience. It's a really important part of our literary landscape because it means we're getting reflections of our entire community, including those people whose voices are often marginalized or not heard. Now, in that sense, Tiger Daughter is an Own Voices narrative as Rebecca explores the experiences of being a child of a migrant and trying to balance culture and expectations from both worlds. Wern and Henry are friends. They're drawn together as the children of migrants, as well as by shared dreams of escaping their suburban school and the multiple daily acts of casual racism they face. Wern loves to read and to draw, but her father sees these as frivolous pursuits. In his world, Wern must be her best. She must achieve, even as he daily undercuts her confidence that she'll ever be good enough. Now, Henry excels in all his subjects except English, and so Wern is his confidant and his tutor, trying to help him understand this strange language that doesn't seem to conform to the ways that he wants to express himself. Together, they're dreaming of sitting the selective schools exam and escaping to a high school that will nurture their talents and offer them something beyond a world that constantly tells them what they are not. Tiger Daughter is very much a vignette, just a small chapter in the lives of Wern and Henry. And in fact, I was left wanting more as these characters very quickly become so compellingly real. But it is a chapter of enormous significance. We see the reverberations over a week or so of a cataclysmic personal tragedy and the ways Wern and Henry must challenge the status quo of their worlds. Now, the novel has expansive scope, taking in culture and cultural divides within migrant homes, as well as exploring mental health and the ways personal pressures reverberate out into our wider world. Even as the themes of the novel seem to encompass some of the larger debates that we are concerned with as Australians, the story itself is restrained in time and place. Now, Wern walks to and from her school, the shops, and her home. It's a tight circle that seemingly can barely expand enough for visits to Henry's house or even a local party. Wern's dreams are juxtaposed with the disappointment of her father, who's failed his medical specialist exam, and as his world contracts, Wern is casting her eyes out on the wider world that she seeks to occupy. She is just an incredible protagonist, even a heroine of this very domestic, very personal story that has so much to say, I think, for our lives. The world is shown as simultaneously threatening and promising for Wern, and as the titular tiger daughter, Wern must uncover, or perhaps nurture, the strength that she'll require if she wants the life she dreams of. This is Rebecca Lim's Tiger Daughter. It really, I think, hits so many marks as an incredible story with so much heart, but also looking broadly at our community and focusing in on, I guess, stories that we don't often hear enough. Thank you so much for having me on, Alex. Thank you also for indulging. I know I could hear in the background. I'm not sure if you could hear my cat Rocket meowing and demanding attention. So thank you for putting up with that. And as always, I will be back next week with more books for the book club. Bye now.